Merrill Lynch CEO Stan O'Neill is on the verge of losing his job. O'Neill's fate was sealed last week when the company announced unexpectedly steep losses in the subprime mortgage collapse. And he reportedly angered some board members by initiating merger talks with Wachovia Bank without clearing it first. If O'Neill does leave the company, he won't have to worry about putting food on the table. He's expected to walk away with a severance package that could top $200 million. Here's NPR's Jim Zaroli.
Merrill's board reportedly decided to fire O'Neill at the end of last week. That was 2 days after his disastrous conference call with stock analysts, in which he revealed that Merrill's third quarter losses were $3 billion higher than earlier estimates. But over the weekend, board members held off on announcing his departure and had little to say publicly about what was happening. Securities law expert John Coffey of Columbia Law School says the board needed time to answer some questions about Merrill's future, such as who would lead the company once O'Neill was gone.
You hate to have a vacuum at the top. The world gets nervous if there's uncertainty. So when you announce the king is dead, you want to also say, and long live the king.
Much of the speculation about O'Neill's successor focused on Lawrence Fink, the CEO of BlackRock, and Robert McCann, who heads Merrill's large brokerage division. Merrill's board also had other questions to resolve, such as how much money O'Neill will walk away with. Paul Hodgson is a senior researcher at the Corporate Library and an expert on CEO pay. He says if a CEO like O'Neill is fired for cause, if he or she does something unethical, for instance, the board can sharply limit the size of that person's severance package. But Hodgson says O'Neill is being fired for performance reasons, and that may not be enough to avoid paying him severance.
The situation that the compensation committee finds themselves in is that the board may potentially have decided to terminate Mr. O'Neill without good reason, and therefore they are going to have to make a decision about what price they need to put on that decision to terminate him.
Hodgson says O'Neill's position is strengthened by the fact that he has several key allies on the board's compensation committee. Even if the board doesn't give O'Neill much severance pay, he is still entitled to millions of dollars in stock, stock options, incentive pay, pension, and deferred compensation. Hodgson says all told, O'Neill could easily walk away with a nine-figure pay package.
The most accurate analysis I've seen so far has been around $160 million. Cash and stock, yes. The majority of it's still in stock.
That would be almost as large as the controversial severance packages given to Home Depot's Bob Nardelli and Pfizer's Henry McKinnell. Columbia Law School's John Coffey says giving so much money to O'Neill, who pushed his firm into risky mortgage investments, would no doubt be controversial as well.
But understand, this is a contractual right he has. And if you're going to criticize anyone, I think you have to criticize the board of directors for giving him that munificent a severance package. Because once you have those kind of contract rights, I see no reason why he should surrender them.
Coffey says that may anger a lot of Merrill's shareholders who've seen the firm's share price fall sharply in recent months. But that may be the price for saying goodbye to O'Neill and ushering in a new era at the firm. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.